How did we do that? Well, together with Jennifer Parker, who did an internship with us and who was a student at the Politecnico University of Milano in the design department, we actually approached this whole mobile learning story in a completely different way than what we usually do. As educational experts, we apply an instructional design model towards the whole project. We start from the learning needs analysis and then end up with the evaluation. We really took a very design approach, which means that it was a very people-centered approach. What did we do? We actually targeted potential participants of the ITC-ILO, and we were actually tracking what kind of learning journey that they were doing, coming from, let's give me an example, from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania towards Turin to follow a course, being here 2 weeks, then going back. We mapped that whole entire learning journey, and on that learning journey, we also mapped all potential connection points with a mobile phone. And there were at least 15 different points of connection that we have explored. Some of them were very practical information connection points. Other points were actually, well, here we could create an added value for learning. For example, why not do a learning needs analysis through mobile phone before they actually come to Turin? In these different connection points, we also developed different techniques, different methods, and that's actually gave birth to this mobile learning toolkit, which gives you an overview of 15 different methods that you can use in a learning context. And these methods could be, well, using mobile learning devices to maybe deliver content, maybe to assign tasks, maybe to gather feedback, or just simply to provide support in function of an SMS help desk. So that was actually the basis of our mobile learning toolkit. The second challenge that we faced, that the majority of our MyCop users have only very, let's say, basic mobile phones, that came out of our research. So we needed to do something which was merely based on SMS and maybe also a little bit on MP3, because there was a voice option in their cellular phones, but we could not do anything more fancy than that. So that was the restriction and the limitation. An additional limitation that we had, that we didn't have, let's say, a big budget in order to launch that. We could not buy massive amounts of packages of SMS in order to reach that. So we needed to rely on open source software, for example, Frontline SMS, or other useful methods which would allow us to work in a very budget-friendly way. In this way, we invented a kind of a Twitter system, which we connected with their mobile phones, and that actually the MyCop trainer to a Twitter account was be able to send different text messages to our MyCop users without actually having to pay anything. So it's in this way that we found actually creative ways, combining a mobile learning toolkit, giving you access to 15 different methodologies, and also giving you the necessary infrastructure that you need in order to set up a mobile learning plan. And this we have piloted together with colleagues from the Netherlands, from the Royal Tropical Institute, in a MyCop training in Nigeria in June. And already some of the results are also published in the master thesis of Jennifer Parker, which can be consulted at our blog at itcilo.wordpress.com. So that's a little bit what has happened. If you ask me now what is going to happen now, what are the next steps? We want to do some additional pilots with institutions or partners that are interested in it, because of these 15 different methodologies, some of them need to be upgraded, some of them need to be adjusted. Some of the methods work really well. To give you one example is that participants, before signing up on a course, they receive seeds of inspiration, which are actually inspirational quotes related to the content of the training, which make them already reflect on some of the things, or they just get their assignments also up front through SMS, or they're simply a trainer available through an SMS help desk. So it's in this way you have to look for what can we do with the added value. Or to give you another example, in this course, the value change was an important concept, and we asked participants actually to take pictures with their mobile phone if that was not possible with a mobile device, which is also a camera, and to bring these pictures along to the course. So in this way, we captured data beyond the classroom in a kind of a mobile way. So these are just some of the examples that you can find back in the mobile learning toolkit. So apart from piloting it in other contexts with other institutions, we also are now going to adapt the mobile learning toolkit to different learning centers. We now just internally agree that we will have a project on the eradication of child labor in different countries, and Uganda will be one of our first piloting op